I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to Venice and its pigeons now. We wanted to know the name of the main square in Venice where pigeons rule and the tourists feed them. That may be about to change, though. Emanuele Dal Carlo is going to give us the answer. He's a local shop owner. So, Mr. Dal Carlo, where are you right now? Tell us where you are.
Well, I'm near Piazza San Marco. I'm actually on the window of my shop, looking at all the tourists passing by and heading to famous Piazza San Marco.
Piazza San Marco, the answer to our geo quiz today. And it's great that you've got a shop right on this piazza. You get to look at it every day. What a treat. How is actually banning the feeding of pigeons in St. Mark's Square going to help?
Too many pigeons are a problem for the monuments. If you feed them only in Piazza San Marco, they will flock there and they do what pigeons do. They fly, they wander around, and they sit on the monuments and eventually, excuse my words, but release themselves on the monuments, isn't it? And that's going to damage them.
Yeah,
we want just to have a sustainable number of pigeons around the town.
Apparently the ban has now gone into effect. Have you seen any violators?
Well, there are the odd two or three kids maybe breaking a cracker or some little bread around. There's going to always be somebody trying to feed the pigeon, also because the pigeon at the moment are starving and they're searching for food. Before they learn to go somewhere else to search for food, it's going to take a while. But we don't want them to become an issue. We don't want the policemen to run around chasing everybody's giving a little piece of bread for the pigeon. I think people will understand in time.
I mean, the street vendors who sell pigeon food are understandably upset. I mean, and they suggest that pigeons are really part of this quintessential image of Piazza San Marco and of Venice.
It's true. But even then, we're talking about 19 vendors. I mean, we understand, as Venetians, the beauty of seeing the pigeons flying around Piazza San Marco, but we arrived in the point in which there are too many, and the monuments, which not only belongs to the Venetian, but belongs to all the world, are seriously damaged almost beyond any possibility of restoration. So something has to be changed.
Well, don't tell anyone I made this suggestion. Do you have any good recipes for pigeon?
You mean to eat the pigeons or to give to the pigeon to
to eat the pigeon.
Okay, we don't eat pigeons in Venezia, but they do in Treviso.
Okay.
There is actually a recipe which is called sopa coada, but I don't actually know how to do it. I never even thought about eating a pigeon. Really.
Well, maybe you ought to think about it.
Yeah, maybe there could be a solution. It could make a big party in Venezia with feed the pigeon to everybody.
Emanuele Dal Carlo, a resident of Venice and a shop owner on the Piazza San Marco in Venice. Thank you very much.
Be nice.
Ciao.
Ciao.